on a number of questions about the issue of the patient who's not surgically resectable with hepatic mets with the attempt to convert to resectability and sort of what's going on in the liver that allows that to happen. I think maybe relating to Dan's comment that when you look in the liver, even if you have a clinical CR imaging, you see tumor cells. So what's actually happening in the liver that allows the patient to become resectable?
Well, so there are different reasons that patients are unresectable. One surgeon's floor is another surgeon's ceiling, and so they'll have very different thresholds of who they'll resect and who they won't. So part of it is that there's the initially unresectable patient who has a big, bulky central tumor that just spans the right and left lobe and can't come out, who gets a robust response, and the liver grows in around it, and you can resect that. So that's one patient. There's the other patient who has a small tumor that's right at the hilum that shrinks away that you might resect. Then there are the patients who have multiple tumors who I'm not sure you really make resectable. I'm not sure you change them from unresectable to resectable. And then there are the patients who just have such amazing responses to chemotherapy that I do think you sterilize these patients. We have had a number of cases at our place where we lose track of the disease, go in and resect the lobe we knew the disease was in and can't find the cancer. So I think all or some of those happen. But I think on average, we probably don't make that many patients who are unresectable resectable with chemotherapy. I think we may get a courage of our conviction to do an operation if the patient does really well.